Welcome, friends, to the Hypocrites and Hypochondriacs podcast. I am your host, Antea Evelina, and I am excited about today's journey. Well, welcome back, friends, to another episode of the Hypocrites and Hypochondriacs podcast. The title of today's episode is Atmosphere. The atmosphere of heaven is glory. In our previous episode, Heaven on Earth, we talked about knowing God and walking in our identity as fruit bearers. We wrapped that episode up with a charge to cultivate atmosphere, to create an environment that is welcome to His presence, carrying that wherever we go, ultimately impacting people and places and bringing heaven on earth. We create glory with our words because words transform atmospheres. Well, friends, I bet you weren't expecting that. Well, we're going to talk about atmosphere today, but we're not going to talk about atmosphere that you might have thought we were going to talk about based off of the graphic that I put out on Instagram or based off of the intro that I just gave you. We're going to talk about atmosphere in an environment. Now, there's so many different aspects of atmosphere and environment, like aesthetics, an ambiance that is created by things, tangible things that you bring in the room, like furniture and paint colors and textiles and things of that sort. That creates ambiance, that creates atmosphere. When you go into a place and the color is red on the wall, there's a sense of urgency. If there's green on the wall, then there's a sense of calm, and, you know, yellow sparks emotion. So there's so many different things that you can put in a room or in a space that will affect the atmosphere, if you will. But what I want to talk about is words that we put in the atmosphere and how they affect the atmosphere. Now, some of you who follow me on Instagram know that I put a post out about National Teen Self-Esteem Month and how we are to speak life into our teens' lives. And that's so important. But it's not just with teens, it's in the environments as a whole. The ironic thing is, this morning when I was preparing for this podcast and I knew that it was going to be called Atmosphere, and when I was looking for the art for it, I found this heavenly, dreamy piece of art that would depict atmosphere to people and hopefully make people want to listen. And as I drove down this road that I'm on, I realized that it wasn't just about creating glory. It wasn't just about people who are learned in the church, but there's people who are outside in the world, especially in this particular climate, but what we're dealing with in our world, not just in our communities, but in the world we're dealing with, it is that what we say, we put it in the atmosphere and it does not leave. It doesn't stop. It doesn't just fall flat to the ground, you know? And so this morning when I woke up, I'm trying to, you know, do all the things to get yourself in the mindset, because I'm about to talk about atmosphere. I'm about to talk about Jesus and creating glory and worship music. And I'm just going in. And what I could not get out of me was another song by another artist that was not the same thing. And I just couldn't shake it. Like, I had to go to Google Play and like actually play it. And I mean, to get it out my system, like it was in my system. And I probably listened to the song 3 or 4 times. I wanted to listen to that song more than I wanted to listen to, As It Is in Heaven. And it got me to thinking, wow, here I am preparing for a message to talk about heaven on earth, and I'm listening to this song that is not a, it's not of a Christian genre. It's a secular song. And the song had the E on the side of it. So it wasn't an appropriate song, but I believe that it happened for a reason. Because as I listen to the words of that song, I love the beat. I mean, you know, it makes you want to jam. It makes you want to dance. It just makes you feel happy and makes you feel free. When I listened to the lyrics was not positive. And so we have to be careful what we allow in. And sometimes it can be disguised as something positive or disguised as something fun and friendly and cheery, but it's not. There are songs that we may listen to that may seem positive because it may be associated with a positive event. But if you actually unpack it and listen to the lyrics, you know that this song is negative. So where it may seem like it brings us great joy, what is it putting in the atmosphere? I would list some songs, but I used to work at Steak and Shake as a server when I first moved to Chattanooga. And I remember after a year of listening to those songs, I was like, these songs are not appropriate songs. Like, they're really bad, you know? And not all of them, but some of them, because we never really understand what they say, because sometimes we associate a song with a positive experience, like I said, or a loved one or a vacation or some moment in time in our life, in our paradigm, and it sparks something positive in us, which you would think that that would be good, but you have to think about what it's doing to the atmosphere. So that's music. But then it's also shows. One of my favorite shows in the world is Law and Order SVU. I love SVU. I started watching Law and Order years ago, back when it was just Law and Order, and Kragen was over in New York. He got promoted to the SVU location in Manhattan, and Elliot Stabler and Olivia Benson and Munch, like, and Jeffries, like, I like followed it, and I loved how the story just rolled out and the connection between the two, the Law and Order, regular Law and Order, and then SVU. And then I realized that I love this show, but this show is not positive. And some things that you see on there, it opens up a door that shouldn't even be open. Places that you go, there's places that you may really enjoy going to, but the atmosphere isn't right. You can enjoy going to a particular bowling alley during a particular time, and they may be playing certain types of music, and the act of what you're doing is innocent, but the environment isn't right. Going to the movies and seeing certain movies, like, okay, we talked about a television show, but sometimes we go to movies and we open the door to things in movie theaters that we should not even be seeing, but because the masses are going to see it and because it's a well-known person that we know, we're going to a movie and we're watching a movie. There's ways that we allow things into us. And we talked in previous episodes about the ear gate and the eye gate and watching what you hear and watching what you see. I can remember one time being asleep and just woke up out of my dream. And there was this real strange feeling that came over me. And I remember getting up out of my bed, and I remember going through my house because I was trying to see what was someone doing to make such a, it was a foul spirit that was in the air. And I say that, but it was like a real, almost demonic, which is hard to say because I want this episode to be, for the masses. Not everybody understands that lingo, but to put it very plain, there was a negative feeling in the air. And I remember going through my house trying to find out who had opened the door to allow this in the house, because it felt overwhelming. And I went room by room, and I eventually found a person in my home. They were watching a horror movie. And so we have this running joke in my house talking about, okay, you watch that movie, you fall asleep, it's going to be dancing on your soul. But it came from that moment where it's kind of like I knew that there was something going on in the atmosphere and that someone had opened the door to it. So I searched them out and I found it. So we had a conversation about what we allow as parents in our house through what we watch and what we listen to, so that it won't affect our kids. Because if we open a door to something as parents, allowing it to be in our atmosphere, it will affect our children. So there's more to come with this. Atmosphere is so important, and it's not just about creating glory with your lips and worshiping God, because I do believe that the atmosphere of heaven is glory and we create glory with our lips. But we have to understand too what we do to the environment that we're in here on earth. And you realize by just certain people that you may watch on TV or certain people who are in leadership in our world, we may feel like, oh my goodness, this person is morally bankrupt. And, you know, people have felt this way or people have behaved this way for years behind closed doors. We just have people who are now doing things out front. It's like people are okay with being belligerent or being ill-mannered, as my mom would say, and they're okay with it. And unfortunately, in our society, normal is what the majority does. So when you have people who have a platform that produce negativity, it makes negativity seem normal, and then more people feel comfortable doing it. So even when it comes to what news station you watch and what you allow your kids to hear and see, some things is not worth them knowing about. I work with people who say, when I go home, I don't tell my spouse about work, or I don't tell my spouse about the negative stuff. I tell them only about the good stuff. And so we have to watch what we allow into people's ear gates and their eye gates. We have to protect that. And so I'm trying to figure out, how do I wrap this up? So it's not just a PG-13 or a rated R thing. It's about what it puts in the atmosphere. And then once it's in the atmosphere, how does it affect those who are in it? Well, Fruit Bearers, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. This is an needed and on time word, because we are living in a society where there is so much garbage being put into the airways, and we have to have a filter. We have to have a protective barrier of what we will allow into our safe spaces, our safe places, our homes and our cars, and the places where our loved ones and our friends and our families dwell. We have to protect ourselves from that. Sometimes we need to disconnect. We talked before about reset, but I think in order to reset, we need to disconnect from those things that may be pumping that negativity into our lives. We need to get focused, and we need to reset. I believe that we're going to come out of this quarantine better than we came in, because we're going to be all the wiser. Well, friends, I'll see you on next week. Be blessed.